Good morning to you, Professor. How are you today, sir?
Fine, Frank, and thanks for this invitation by CJNU. And we wish to invite all of your listeners the next week, the 27th of February and the 28th of February, to the University of Manitoba's School of Art Gallery in the Art Lab building, where we're going to go one-on-one with Sebastian Aubin. He has a major exhibition there, and when I say major, some of the artwork is as big as 12 feet high.
Wow.
He's a very practical, down-to-earth artist. He takes recycled materials. In fact, we would call it trash. He picks up, he's gone into dumps and picked up old shoes, and he takes this garbage and makes beautiful objects out of it. And he's got a social conscience too, because this one of the art pieces is entirely composed of winter gloves that go up 12 feet high, and they're literally hand in hand. And then early March, he's going to take it down, and he's going to give all the winter gloves to people who need them. He's got that kind of, well, let's take beauty and make it practical.
Very cool. Now, you're involved with, and you've got a dealie going on. It's about dialogic, and basically what that is getting the average person on the street, they have a creative vision, something in their mind. Now, the artist has a creative vision, something in their mind, and it's all a matter of bringing that creative visions, those two creative visions together, and allowing people to actually give input to the artist to create artwork, correct?
That's right. In fact, I often say, Frank, I call this community education, because it's for everyone. It's for everyday people. It's for the ordinary person. And that's why the work of Sebastian Aubin that we're going to explore next week is particularly interesting, because he takes everyday materials. Believe it or not, he takes duct tubing, like air ducts.
Okay.
He takes throwaway clothes, and this is art redeems these throwaways and makes beauty out of them. And often when I work a lot with senior citizens, because since the year 2015 in Canada, we have more senior citizens than we have young people. And so when I do these dialogic workshops, I mention from the get-go, my goal as an educator is to teach the child in the adult, because until our dying breath inside ourselves, we perceive ourselves as a child. And you know, for the child, everything is possible.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to explore, the possibilities.
Well, and you know what, my saying always is the fact that we have to get older, but we never have to grow up.
Like Peter Pan.
Exactly. So now, just out of curiosity, what is the cost to the public to come to this art show?
It's free and open to the public. That's another reason I call it community education. This is going from the ivory tower into the living room of Winnipeggers.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you say free, because Winnipeg is Deal City, baby. And you mentioned that F word in Winnipeg, and people get very, very excited. So I think you're going to have a wonderful turnout for this. Listen, Professor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to spend with us this morning and talk about this. Again, give us the two dates and the location once more at the university next week.
Right. It's the 27th of February and the 28th of February in the University of Manitoba's School of Art Gallery in the Art Lab building. And people, all of CJNU listeners can go this afternoon to my website, cdedec.com, and we'll have the official poster there from the University of Manitoba. And I invite your listeners, Frank, to contact me by email, and it's very straightforward, professorcornett@gmail.com.
That is very straightforward. Well, listen, Professor, you have yourself a wonderful day in Montreal. Bonne chance, and merci beaucoup.
And thank you, Frank.
All right, you take care now. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are Nostalgia Radio. Listen at 93.7 FM at cjnu.ca or MTS TV Channel 725.